Yesterday was the first day back after Christmas vacation for a lot of people. So yesterday was kind of like, hey, how you been? What'd you do for Christmas? Yes. Now, today is the day people have to actually get back to work.
Yeah, that's when your inbox has 400 unread messages.
This is the time where you have to, you know, make do on your pledge to, hey, after we'll circle back after the holidays.
Everybody said, starting January 1, we're going to start to deal with this new project.
Yeah.
So you get about 50 of those because you have tons of people you report to who all think you have nothing to do except the thing they want.
So those people you promised to circle back with, you got to start doing it now.
Circle back Tuesday.
Yeah, circle back Tuesday.
Careful how you say it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Heads 93.3.
Of course, Nashville is becoming an international city. Coming up very soon, we'll have our very own Chinatown. In Antioch, they're building a huge Pan-Asian supermarket and a big bunch of other, you know, storefronts will be there. So it'll be kind of a cool area to go to. Antioch is growing like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a good way.
In the last like 2 years, things have just exploded there. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It really is. So look forward to that.
So meteorologist Bree Smith, she was at News Channel 5 just a couple of days ago. She made news because she's filed a lawsuit against them, gender discrimination, and also saying that she suffered some really derogatory comments from her fellow meteorologist. And she has now announced that she is going to be joining WSMV Channel 4.
So she's going over to the competition.
That's right. So if you've missed Bree Smith, like many of us have,
she's fun. She's very relatable, very likable.
Yeah, you're going to get to see her again.
Yeah.
She's a great follow on social media.
She is. Too. She's a lot of fun. Hilarious. She posts a lot.
Yeah,
it's very cool. The whole thing in Venezuela, where we went in and got the president and his wife, I guess they practiced the drill of what they were going to do at Fort Campbell. I guess it has a local connection. They made a mock-up of his compound at Fort Campbell, and they practiced over and over for a few weeks before they actually went in and did it.
That's what they do. They train.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
There's a certain void in the room as Gina is on maternity leave right now.
But she's with us by phone right now.
Yeah, we'll ask you about the baby here in a couple minutes. But first, your post yesterday on Instagram stories, I think it was very relatable.
I actually saw it on Instagram and reposted it, but it was a woman that said, marriage is getting so annoyed when your husband drives by 12 perfectly good parking spots to find the 13th, which is so true. Me and Landon fight about that like every time we go somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think he passes all the good ones to find a better one?
Yes, and then, of course, he takes forever to park in the spot that he finds instead of just, like, pulling into one. Yeah, it drives me crazy, and I got so many responses from other females about it, too. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, same.
My girlfriend Melissa and I have this issue all the time when I park because, you know, it's not easy finding a good parking spot. And, of course, my logic is, I want to pull through. I don't want to have to back up. Okay.
Right.
I also want to be, I want to be near the door. So really it's for the ladies' convenience.
Really?
Yeah.
That is logic right there. Landon doesn't have logic. He will just pass all open spots and he's like, well, I don't want to be by cars, but then he'll park in between two cars.
Uh-huh. Cause he doesn't want to, you know, their doors to hit your car.
Which makes sense, yeah. If you want to park like in the back end of the parking lot where there are no cars, cool, makes sense. But then he ends up parking in between two cars. So then his logic is thrown out the window.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like he has parking spot FOMO. Like, I could take this one.
Yeah, but there could be a better one.
Might be.
Yeah.
I just kind of keep searching.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. I'm like, what are you? Just park. Just freaking park. We're already running late because you made us late. Just find the spot to park.
Okay, so Gina, I know that you are kind of like me in that when you get in the car, like, start it up, let's go. Are you the same way when the car stops? Do you like, okay, shut the car off, let's get out of the car.
Let's get out, let's go do the thing we're here for.
And does Landon share your enthusiasm for getting out of the car and moving on?
No. Yes. I just want to get to where we're getting. Like every part of the process of getting where we're going, I want to get there fast. He is the slowest person on earth. And I think it's because he was raised like maybe in the South where, you know, it's a little slower here. And I was raised in Seattle where things are a little fast.
A little more fast paced. Yeah. He was raised by sloths in New Orleans.
every part of his process is slow. And I'm like, I'm not saying my way is better. I'm like, I run anxious, I think. And like, I need to get things done fast.
But it is better.
Well, yeah, because you get things done and you get them done fast. Whereas he's right. Like, oh, it'll get done. It's like a whale. Like, I'm gonna say when I get there.
It's the turtle and the hare. The slow and steady wins the race.
Yes, but they don't. The turtles don't win.
No, they don't. Yeah, we're feeding our children a bed of lies the whole time.
Yes.
I get you, Gina. That's like when I'm wanted to leave the car, like my wife's like, oh, hold on a second. I have to rearrange my purse for a little while.
Right.
And then, yeah, it's just like we got to move on. But anyway, so you have the baby. Baby Paisley is now a couple of weeks old.
Yes.
How's she doing?
Like 2.5 weeks old. She's good. I think we're going through like a sleep regression. The past two nights have not been fun. But other than that, she's been really good. My parents, my mom's still here. My dad went back yesterday.
Cool.
But they both are like, oh my gosh, she lucked out. Like she's so easy. I'm like, oh yeah, of course. And now she's been difficult, but it's been
as soon as the extra help leaves.
Yeah, that's when they say, okay, I got you all by myself now.
Show you the real me, baby Paisley.
Yesterday, she was like so fussy. It was like there was nothing I could do to like settle her down. I couldn't put her down. She couldn't go to sleep, all the things. And my mom was out running errands and stuff. And when she came home, I went to the grocery store and I came back and I was like, how'd she do? And she's like, you don't want to know. And I was like, she did good. And she's like, yep, she's been asleep this whole time. I'm like, of course, she's already training for like, you know, she'll be a hellion when we have her and then she goes anywhere else. And they're like, oh, she was great.
She's a little angel.
Yeah.
Well, please come visit and bring that baby with you soon, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I plan on it. I plan on it, yes.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. Gender Wars. How much do you know about the other gender? Guys get questions about the Kardashians and makeup. Ladies get questions about sports. It's peeing standing up. Gender Wars brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. You got some trees you need gone out of the way? They can help you out with that.
Go to localtreefellers.com.
All right, we got Roman for the guys in Murfreesboro. We got Devin in West Nashville for the ladies. Good morning, y'all.
Well, good morning.
All right, we have a warm-up, get acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with you, Devin. As a kid, tell us something that you hid from your parents.
Oh, gosh. A boyfriend?
Oh! Did they ever find out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did he hide under your bed? Is that where he was?
No, thank goodness. That would have been the end all.
Yeah, it would have been even worse, right? What about you, Roman? What did you hide from your parents?
Well, a lot. I would have to say when a younger age it was cigarettes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I did the same as well.
Yeah.
All right. You each have a screen you can use. Let's begin.
All right. Here we go. Devin, multiple choice. Does a regulation NHL hockey rink have 2, 4, or 5 face-off circles?
Oh, my gosh. 4?
4 is
close.
Short. No.
But not enough.
It's 5. There's 5 of them.
Thanks.
Roman, Ryan Reynolds, Jonathan Bailey, or Kevin Hart? Who was People Magazine's sexiest man alive last year, 2025? Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds?
No, it wasn't Ryan Reynolds. No.
No.
It was Jonathan Bailey.
Okay. No score yet. See if you can score first here, Devin. In Star Trek, what is Captain Kirk's middle initial?
Boy, that's
I'm gonna specific. Go with A.
A, no. James T. Kirk.
That is the most specific nerd question
yes.
you could possibly have given her.
For bonus nerd, would you like to know it stands for Tiberius?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'm a Star Wars girl, right. So
well, yeah, okay. So you hate Star Trek.
All right. Roman, Lancome cosmetics come from what country?
U.S.
No.
They are France.
They're French. Okay, we have no score yet. Will we have the coveted 0-0 tie? We'll find out.
I kind of hope so.
Devin, in the classic video game, what kind of animal is Sonic?
A hedgehog.
He is a hedgehog. Yes. There you go. We got a correct answer. Good job.
All right. Roman, you need this to tie it up and send it into overtime. Name the movie where Reese Witherspoon goes to Harvard Law School.
Legally Blonde.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, we have a 1-1 tie. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune, Lyrics Edition.
How many lyrics from a song, up to 5, will you need to name it? We'll start with you, Devin.
I'm going to say 3.
3 lines from the song. Okay. What do you think,
Roman? You want to do it in less?
Yeah, let's try 2.
Back to you, Devin.
I'm going to go with 1.
1!
1 line. I love your confidence. Line.
All right, Roman, you want to do it with no lines or make her do it?
Well, I have her do it.
Okay, all right. You get 1 line, and then you have to give us the name of the song. Jim will recite it for you now.
Here it is. Sucking on chili dog outside the tasty freeze.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, yeah, life goes on.
Yes.
The title is... Oh, so you had it.
Oh, you saw the rest of it. It was a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh.
Nice battle, you guys.
Sometimes the pressure gets to you. I understand. I'm sitting there. I have, like, the palms of my hand up against my head going, oh, how did she not get it? She knew it.
And
you sang it really well.
You get the tickets to see the Predators play, okay?
Wait.
Congratulations. Hang on. Thanks to both of you. What a great game. I really enjoyed it. This is Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
McDonald's. Somebody's filed a class action lawsuit saying the McRib is not made of rib meat. We all knew that.
Yeah. Really, was there anybody out there? I mean, God, it's the unwritten social contract we had with the McRib. We know it's not rib meat.
Right.
But let's just call it that. We know it's not. You know it's not.
Right.
Let's just all, like...
We'll just assume it's the McRib. It's a celebration of food of
some sort.
Let's get
through this sandwich together. Yeah. Not ask too many questions.
Yeah. But there's so many other lies we tell ourselves that it's food that's not really described by the words it's used.
Yeah. I mean, there's none of us that think... A fruit roll-up is really fruit.
Fruit.
You know what I mean? It's one of the, just like the McRib, it's one of those things that, okay, we cleaned up the factory floor that was making something better, mm-hmm. and then all the stuff we ended up with in the dustpan, we just put it into some kind of goo liquid, let it harden, and then sliced it up.
Mmm. It's kind of the particle board of food.
Yes.
Mm.
Remember they did in the 80s, Steakums.
Oh, that's right.
They were things like, you know.
I think they still make those.
I think they do. Yeah, like a hot dog factory. Whatever wasn't good enough for hot dogs.
Wasn't good enough for the hot dogs became Steakums.
They just ground it up, put some dark food coloring in it, sliced it, and called it Steakums.
Yeah, and you think about things like buffalo wings. There's no actual buffalo.
No, there's nothing there. No, we know it's chicken. We understand.
Yeah. Lady fingers. Those are not fingers.
That's right. Why'd you have to call them something weird? They're a delicious bakery treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to call them, you know, body parts.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
They're not, it's not seafood.
Yeah. If you don't know, don't look it up.
Yeah, don't Google it.
You'll be happier.
Well, you can Google it, but don't do it on your work computer. All right. There's a class action lawsuit against McDonald's about the McRib not having real rib meat in it. And, well, apparently McDonald's has responded and has decided to slightly change their advertising.
Introducing the McRib meal, now with plausible deniability. Because sometimes you want a sandwich without knowing its past. Is it ribs? Is it shoulder? Heart? Tripe? Every McRib comes pre-shaped like a rib, so your brain shuts down and your mouth signs the waiver. The McRib meal. If you don't ask, it counts as ribs.
My girlfriend Melissa came home from work yesterday and said, I kind of feel like having breakfast for dinner.
Oh, I love that sometimes.
Yeah, it's always cool. And I said, well, we don't have anything to fix here. Let's just go to Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a Waffle House over by Oakland High School in Murfreesboro. So it's one of the newer locations. So we went over there and there was one car in the parking lot.
Really?
And so we said,
everybody was at In-N-Out probably.
Apparently, yeah. They said, you know, I wonder if they're even open. So we walked in. There's like
they're always open.
There. Yeah, they're always open. They're never not open. And we walked in there, and yeah, it was like we were the only people in there. It was kind of odd. And
sure,
she grabbed some dollar bills to go to the jukebox, and of course, she loves Rick Springfield. She found some Rick Springfield songs. Some of them were like deep cut, acoustic versions of songs.
So she was able to make her like Rick Springfield super playlist.
Yes.
Just for you guys.
Just for us.
And the cook.
and the waitress. But, you know, this is at 5 p.m. So, You know, things are always pretty calm at 5 p.m. at Waffle House. It's not till later in the evening where things kind of, you know, get geared up.
Oh, yeah. To get the true Waffle House experience.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy from Britain that came to Waffle House?
Yeah, who gave like a Yelp review of Waffle House?
Yeah. This is hilarious. I just found it. This 51-year-old guy who had never visited the States before wanted the true Waffle House experience.
Yes.
So he said he was sort of disappointed and underwhelmed. But then, out of nowhere, I heard a woman scream, "Beyonce, stop emailing my man." And suddenly, two large women were locked in a full-on brawl right by the counter. One of them cracked the other over the head with a napkin holder.
Oh, my God.
And just like that, it was over. The staff barely batted an eye, and I was recovering from the shock when my waitress leaned over and said, "Another Tuesday at the Waffle House." 5 stars.
5 stars.
So he got the full Waffle House experience.
He did. Totally Hits 93.3, helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
A story that starts horribly, but there is a good ending, so stick around till the end. Somebody called police in Gardena, California, because they thought they heard whimpering coming out of a trash can.
Oh, no.
It was near a church. And it was one of those trash cans where you put something in it and it automatically compacts it make room for more trash. And so the police arrived and found that somebody had left a little terrier dog inside the trash can. I mean, I can't imagine anybody doing that.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's a special level of hell for somebody who does that kind of thing to an animal. But yes, the police got there and they were able to rescue the dog from the trash can before it got injured.
And once we had access to the inside of the trash can, we saw Norm, a little dog, a little terrier type dog, sitting on top of the trash, just kind of whimpering and shaking, looking for help.
So,
Norm.
Yeah, they were able to rescue him, and then, that happened about a week or so before Christmas. And then on Christmas Eve, the same officer who rescued the dog decided to go to the Humane Association and adopt Norm. And his family was so happy.
The girls and I have been trying to convince him to get another pet for a while, and he hasn't wanted to commit, but this little guy just tugged on his heart. And
so Norm has a forever home. It's awesome.
He got rescued twice by the same guy.
I love that. That is such a great story.
Fantastic. This Mood Boost is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger Antioch. We're changing our name to be more realistic. We're now called In, Wait in Your Idling Car for 75 Minutes, Then Out Burger. There's going to be a festival in town that is, I think, pretty exciting. We know how to celebrate stuff. We have things like Mule Days in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've put together a couple of things that don't exist.
Okay.
And one that is going to exist.
Okay.
And you have to tell me which one is going to be the real festival started in a town here in Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay. So two of these are fake. One is real. Start with the Hot Dr. Pepper Festival. Next December, McMinnville is going to be celebrating a trend from the 60s where they heat up soda and enjoy it like hot chocolate.
I've actually heard people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hoping thousands will gather in McMinnville, Tennessee to celebrate
Hot Dr. Pepper.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
Hot Dr. Pepper. Okay.
there's going to be a cold pizza festival. So in Bolivar, Tennessee, they have, they're going to bring pizza artisans together in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And on a Friday night, they make the pizza, but nobody's allowed to eat it.
Right. You got to let it sit out and get cold.
And they let it chill the next day for Saturday when people come and enjoy the delight of what tastes like pizza that's been left in the fridge.
Cold pizza for breakfast is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of people consider it better than getting pizza straight from the oven.
Okay, that's a possibility.
And then in Pegram, Tennessee, there's the Pickle Juice Festival, which I think somebody else does a pickle festival, but they're going to be celebrating...
Specifically pickle juice.
Pickle juice. While there will be pickles for sale, they will be delighting in the taste of drinking pickle juice.
Because you don't have enough sodium in your diet.
Including some local breweries that have pickle-inspired beer and pickle-inspired moonshine.
Okay, so one of those is real, the other two are fake.
One of them's going to happen.
Okay.
For real. Mm. Is it the Pickle Juice Festival, the Cold Pizza Festival, or the Hot Dr. Pepper Festival?
All right. Why don't we, let's let the listeners guess.
Yeah. We
All
need
right.
you to chime in. So text us your guesses. 615-553-0933. That's 615-553-0933.
They all sound viable. Any of those could happen.
Which one is real? We had a couple of texters say, Marcia said, Pickle Juice Festival. I want to go. And somebody else said, Hot Dr. Pepper is a thing. We call it a mountain delicacy.
Oh, okay. If I'm going to guess, before we find out the answer, I'm going to guess that the Pickle Juice Festival is the real one.
And you are incorrect.
Oh!
Hot Dr. Pepper Festival is coming to McMinnville.
McMinnville, it's not just cows anymore.
Not just cows, caverns, but also
Hot Dr. Pepper. Oh my God, that sounds great. When is that scheduled to happen?
It's not until December.
Oh, so we have like a lot of time to play.
Yeah.
Pick out an outfit to wear.
So nothing says Happy Birthday Jesus next year.
Then like Hot Dr. Pepper.
Toasting a good Hot Dr.
That's
Pepper.
That's right. Everybody likes to have something that is noticeable when you're driving. Sometimes you want to have a personalized license plate. Of course, the state of Tennessee will turn a lot of them down.
Yeah, you gotta get it through the I don't know.
It's almost like you have
the
to,
old ladies.
Yeah, you got to take it to the HR, let them look it over before you get it or not.
Every year they go through rejected plates from the previous year. These are things people submitted, and they said, nope.
Some of them that are safe for work to mention. There's one, no ducks. Apparently, they're not Anaheim fans.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's probably what that is. There's one, it's Moo and then BTCH. Moobage.
I wonder why they turned that one down.
I don't know why they wouldn't want that one. There's Slow AF.
I mean, it's a pretty apt description for a lot of traffic.
Dagum. What's wrong with that?
Because it's almost a swear word.
It all dag. Dagum.
Yeah. Dingus. I guess it's just too graphic, I guess.
They turned down Pink Pony.
Really?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I guess
it's a dumb plate.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have the right to do something dumb as long as it's not offensive. Unless it means something that I don't know.
I don't know. Going, special code for something.
You didn't know what Pink Pony means.
Yeah.
I see a lot of plates out there and I'm going, wow, okay. You spent money every year because it costs, like, you have to pay every single year you want a special plate.
Right.
Where I'm going, that's worth it to you.
I've been behind people that have a personalized plate, and I'm trying to figure out what it means, what it says.
Yeah.
I end up following them for miles.
And you still have no idea?
I still have no
idea. Yeah.
What does this mean? You almost want to get to a stoplight, roll it down, says, what does that mean on the back of your car?
Explain your plate.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Nashville, we're breaking records.
Mm.
So last year, over 1,000 guns were stolen from inside cars in Davidson County.
Yay.
Which is a new record.
Number one. Yay. You know, like,
why are you putting your gun in your car?
And well, not locking it.
Because there's so many other people that had guns in their cars that they got stolen. There's a lot of guns out there. So I need one in my car.
Wow.
That will be stolen.
If you don't think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Sure does.
There was a big festival in Florida, music festival, and one of the performers was a Billy Joel tribute band called Turnstiles. And lo and behold, during the middle of their set, in walks Billy Joel himself with his daughters. And I guess it's his first appearance since he said that he had some brain injuries and having some difficulty.
Yeah, he's going through some health stuff.
But yeah, he brought out his daughters and they did a song.
So my daughters, this is Della, this is Remy. What are we doing? A Billy Joel song. How about that?
How about that?
You go to see a tribute band because you love that artist so much.
Yeah.
And then that artist shows up.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. His daughter sang back up on We Didn't Start the Fire. Probably one of his more difficult songs, and he nailed it.
I mean, if you wanted to prove to everybody that you're doing just fine,
yeah,
that's the song you pick out of your catalog.
Yeah.
What are you doing later today?
Well, today is I got a lot of really not interesting things I have to do. I have to go to the grocery store. It's trash day tomorrow, so I have to do all that stuff like gather up the trash all over the room, clean out the cat box.
Oh. Fun.
That's always fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, our cat Moira Rose sits on the washer and watches me do it. And then as soon as it's clean, okay, now I'm going in. They love it. They love the fresh litter.
Exactly. I have a board meeting to attend today, but at least we always have Chick-fil-A at the board meeting.
That's nice. So
it's like
snacks.
Yeah, it's like a little reward for coming.
That ain't bad.
That's good. Yeah. And I've got one more Christmas decoration to take down. I didn't want to take down everything yesterday because today is the celebrated day of like Epiphany, which is the three kings coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And so today is like my last day for Christmas. And then I've got one metal Merry Christmas sign on the front of the house that I left up. Today it comes down.
All right. Very cool. Tomorrow we'll have more tickets to the Nashville Predators. Thursday night's gameplay in Gender Wars. If you'd like to play, 615-553-0933. Just text us your info and we'll have you play Gender Wars.